ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ ईशावास्यम् इदगुं सर्वम् यत्किञ्च जगत्याम् जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः मा गृधः कस्य स्वधनम्। Samsara becomes negated, samsara becomes removed when error becomes corrected. Error becomes corrected when ignorance is resolved. Ignorance becomes resolved when knowledge takes place. Is knowledge is said to be Advaita Adhishtana Darshanam or Adhishtana Advaita Darshanam, vision of the oneness of the reality or vision of the non-dual reality, vision of the absolute reality. Knowledge of what is knowledge of absolute reality. In the wake of the knowledge of what is absolutely, the ignorance resolves. Ignorance of what is resolves. When the ignorance resolves, ignorance caused error in the perception resolves, gets corrected. When the adhyasa, the error is corrected, error caused samsara resolves. That is what is said in this verse. Isha, let us take this word Isha. Ish is the root. The verb is ishte. I am giving you everything. Whether you people you want Sanskritam understand doesn't matter. Listen. Otherwise my flow will go. Ish, to rule, to govern, is the root. The verb is rules, governs, ishte is the verb. From there you get this noun, eat. Eat means the one who rules. and it means the Lord. Literal meaning is the Lord. So you can say eat, and you have other synonyms. Ishaha, Ishvaraha, Ishita, Paramatma. All these are synonyms of this one word eat, which you got it from the root ish. So ishte rules, governs. Eat, the one who rules. And that word is declinable. You can decline. The one who rules, him who rules, by the one who rules. You can decline. When you decline, the third case, instrumental case form of eat is what? Isha. So Isha means Ishwarena, Parameshwarena, Paramatmana. But here, even though the word eat, Ishaha, Ishwaraha, the word eat means the Lord, here the word does not mean Sagunam Brahma Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Ishwaraha Na. Here the word eat literally means the Lord, but here it means Nirgunam, Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Nirgunam Chaitanyam Brahma. It is attributeless, absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. We have two words. Atma is a masculine gender word. Atman Shabda. Brahman is a Nakarantaha Nabusakalinga Shabda, a neutral gender word. Both these words, the Atma, the masculine gender word, Brahma, the neutral gender word, both words ending in N Nakara, mean they both words imply the reality. The absolute reality is implied by these words in terms of its nature. So here the word Isha by the Lord means by the Atma. By the Atma. Then by the Paramatma. We are going to see the Bhashyam anyway. By the Atma, what is this Atma? The reality, the one and the only non-dual, secondless reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, as the very truth of I, is Atma. By that Atma, Isha, that's the meaning. Then Vasyam. Next word is Vasyam. I'm going one by word. One by one, every word, okay? One by one. So Vasyam is a passive, the sentence is Isha Vasyam is a passive voice sentence. It must be covered. And where has this word come from? There's a root Vas. Vas is the root belonging to second conjugation. You get this verb vaste. Vaste means covers. Vasanam covering. From there only you get this word vastram. That by which we cover yourself is vastram. Vasana sadhanam. Vastram. Anyway, so vastram, okay, vaste covers. And a potential passive participle is what? Vasyam. Vasyam can be covered, coverable, must be covered. Vasyam means must be covered. Must be covered by the Atma. This is the literal meaning. Isha Vasyam is equal to must be covered by Atma. So here this literal meaning is must be covered. But actually Vasyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada used the meaning Achadaniyam, Achaditavyam, must be covered. And it should be taken as, must be covered is the literal meaning. What exact meaning is, must be falsified, must be negated. Must be negated. Literal meaning is, must be covered. What is implied by the word, meant by the word, must be covered means, must be negated, must be falsified. So, Vasyam means, Vasyam ityukte badhitavyam iti artaha, it must be covered. It must be negated. So what must be covered, negated by the Atma? Idam sarvam, this entire universe, this entire universe must be covered. Jagati means earth, prithvi, jagatyam, on this earth, in this world, whatever is, yat kincha, whatever little, wherever it is, everything here, the entire universe, everything here must, yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Jagat means what? That which comes and goes is jagat. Jayate gachati, jayate gachati iti jagat. Jayate comes into existence, gachati goes. That which comes and goes is jagat. The two words are used, jagati and jagat. So whatever is there here, so the word jagat actually means padarthaha, objects. All these innumerable, countless forms, names and functions, all the objects which constitute this universe, whatever is little in this, on this earth, in this world, everything must be negated, falsified. By the Atma. So here, the word Jagat, understand here. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Jagat. What is this universe? Forms and the names denoting the forms and the their functions they are associated with. Is that Nama Rupa Karma? Forms, names and functions. No, which constitute the universe. But he also says one more word. Karaka Kriya Phalam. Karaka Kriya Phalam Jagat. Another word, what is Jagat? What is this universe? Define this universe. Karakani, understand Karakani. Karakani means there are six accessories, factors which produce, which are responsible for any action. associated with the action are called karakani. Even I said, mentioned the first day, agent, karta, karma, object of action, karanam, instrument of action, sampradanam, beneficiary of the action, apadanam, source of action, source, then adhikaranam, locus. There are accessories, there are kriyaha, karakani. So what is an action? Karaka janya kriya. Karaka janya kriya. An action is nothing but a product of these karakas, accessories. Action is something associated with these accessories. Okay? Karaka janya kriya. Then what is phalam? Fruit is result of an action. Result, phalam is result of an action. So kriya janyam phalam. Janyam is product. The result is product of action. Action is product of these karakas. Therefore this universe is nothing but karakani, kriya, karakajanya kriya, kriyajanyam phalam. These only, he says, these only constitute the universe. So accessories required for doing any action. Then action created by these accessories, and the result produced by this action. These alone constitute the universe. This is Jagat. Okay? So, all this must be negated. All the karakani must be negated. All the accessories required for action must be negated. All the actions must be negated. And results of actions also must be negated. So negation of accessories required for action, negation of actions, negation of the results of action is negation of forms, names and functions, is negation of the universe. Is it clear? Idam sarvam yat kincha idam sarvam jagatyam jagat. This entire universe must be negated, covered. Means the perception of duality, perception of plurality, differences and divisions, all must be negated, falsified by the Atma. How you can negate them by Atma? Isha means Atmana by the Atma, which means Atma Darshanena. By the vision of, by the Atma means what? By the vision of Atma. By clear, doubt-free understanding, vision of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, in the light of knowledge of clear vision of the truth, obtaining as one's own self, the Atma, the entire cosmos must be negated, falsified as Nitya. Okay? So when you say falsification means what? Removal. Mithya karanam, abhasi karanam means falsification, negation. Means it is not, we are not physically undoing anything here. Cognitively resolving the universe as mithya is negating the mithya. Let me give an example. We all see the ocean. We only see the ocean. Imagine, Okay. We fail to see the water. The whole attention is grabbed by this form ocean, which looks blue in color. And we the whole attention is grabbed by varieties of innumerable countless waves which come and go. We only see the ocean full of waves. We see waves come, waves go, there is ocean. It is your perception. This another person comes. He says, there is only water here. In his vision, there is only water. And we all standing, we are all standing there, seeing only the ocean, the form ocean full of waves. Isn't it? In our perception, there is ocean full of waves, the plurality of waves, there is a wave-ocean difference, wave-wave difference. Another person comes, in his vision, there is no wave-wave difference, there is no wave-ocean difference, there are no waves, there is no ocean, there is only water. Who is right? We are also right, relatively right. But who is more right? The person who sees is the right. What happened in his, he sees water. We fail to see water. We see the forms. Because we see the forms, we see the differences. We see the divisions. And he sees the water. And for him, he has resolved the entire ocean, the form, name and function, ocean and all the waves in the water. Water alone is in the form of waves and ocean. Other than water, there is no wave or ocean. When you say the entire ocean is water, you are resolving ocean cognitively in its truth, water. So with reference to ocean, we say water is satyam, because water does not depend upon the ocean for its existence. Water can be without being an ocean, but ocean cannot exist without the water. So which is dependent, which is independent? The form, name and function ocean is dependent on water for its existence, whereas water is independent of ocean for its existence. Therefore, water is, with reference to ocean, water is satyam. Ocean, the form, name and function, or ocean or waves are mithya. Mithya means what? They're seemingly real. They're as good as non-existent. What is only water. So ocean, you can say, it's only appearance of water. Actually, what is water. When you say, you have negated, when you say ocean is water, you have negated ocean by the vision of water. Jala darshanena jalena samudra okay? Samudrasya aachadanam. Jala darshanena samudraha vasyaha. The entire ocean has to be covered by the clear vision of the water. This is called covering the ocean by the vision of the water. Is it clear? Not really physically covering. It's cognitively negating. cognitively resolving devotion in its truth is negation, falsification. Okay, this is called vasya. So this is the meaning of the word vasya. Similarly here, by the clear vision of the clay, you negate the pot. So mrit darshanena ghataha vasyaha. Swarna darshanena abharanam vasyam. By seeing the gold, okay, the clear, by the vision of gold, you negate the ornament. Plastic darshanena chair vasyaha. Understand? This negate the form, name and function. You see, oh chair, how comfortable this chair is. Very nice. Chair is a name. There is a given form, particular form of the chair. Form, name, it serves a function, serves a purpose. You come and sit comfortably. How can you say it is mithya? Yes, remove the plastic from there. Go and sit. Will there be chair? The form will collapse, name will collapse. What purpose will it serve? With reference to plastic chair, plastic satyam, the form chair is mithya, the word chair denoting that form is mithya, the purpose it says, I sit comfortably for 2 hours and heard, listen to Vedanta, that the purpose also is mithya, minus one thing called plastic. I like this example. Isn't it? Now, for you the chair is real. Why? It serves a purpose. There's a form, you perceive, you enjoy it, you experience it, it is useful. It serves a purpose. That is why it's very difficult to say chair is not real. How can you say chair is not real? It serves a purpose. I enjoy the benefit of having a chair. Yes, from the standpoint of plastic, okay? Minus plastic, it cannot exist. That's why the form, name and function, the purpose associated with that form is mithya. The plastic is satyam with reference to the chair. You say plastic cologne is in the form of chair when you say you have negated form, name and function called chair in the light of knowledge of what plastic is. So plastic darshanena chairs achadanam chair vasya. Is it clear? You need a gross example to understand Satruth. So you have not covered the chair with a cloth. Decoration, that is different. Not literally covered. Chair has been covered by the vision of plastic. What does it mean? So covering actually here means negation, falsification. So Ishavasyam means Ishadarshanena Atma Darshanena Atma Jnanena Idam Sarvam Jagate Vasyam. By the clear vision of the reality, absolute reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as one's own self, this entire cosmos of forms, names and functions, all the karakas, accessories required for action, all the actions, all the results of actions everything must be negated as mithya. Okay. This negation of the universe in the light of the knowledge of Atma is Jnana Yoga, Jnanam. Okay? So, Advaita Adhishtana Darshanena, Atma Darshanena, Dvaita Darshana Nivrittihi Jnana Yoga. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat. And this negation of universe, negation of this Jagat, falsification of Jagat is actually renunciation of Jagat. Okay? When you look at the, understand the falsification of universe, renunciation of Jagat. It is also called Vidvat Sanyasaha. Vidvat Sanyasaha means renunciation of the world through the clear vision of the absolute reality, the Atma. Atma Jnanena. Atma Jnanena Atma Darshanena Jagataha Mithya Karanam is renunciation of renunciation through knowledge. Vidvat Sanyasaha. Now, so you know what is Jnana Yoga, what is Vidvat Sanyasa. Is it clear? Next sentence. Tena Tyaktena Bhunjitaha. Tena means by that renunciation, by the negation. Okay, by negation, by falsification, by the renunciation, bhunjitaha. Bhunjitaha means bhuj dhatu root. May you protect yourself. May you protect yourself. How? Through Vidvat Sanyasena. May you protect yourself. Protect yourself from what? From afflictions of samsara. We want freedom from afflictions. We want freedom from the misery. You want freedom from the problems of samsara. So protecting yourself, how can you freeing oneself from samsara is protecting oneself from afflictions. Means samsara, misery of samsara. Tena tyaktena. Through that by that Vidvat Sanyasa, may you protect yourself. So what is Vidvat Sanyasa? Just knowledge. Vidh means knowledge. Vidvat means one who is endowed with knowledge. Vidwan. So renunciation through knowledge is Vidvat Sannyasa. You do not physically give up anything. You free yourself from having the error in your perception corrected is Vidvat Sannyasa. So the wise person who has the clear vision of the reality of the whole cosmos, obtaining as one's own self in one's own mind as the truth of very I, and one who sees every, who has resolved this universe in the truth, even though he sees the world, this world is mithya in his understanding. For him the world is no more real. For him what is satyam? Atma alone is satyam. Brahman alone is satyam. Brahmaiva satyam. Atmaiva satyam. Atma is satyam. Brahma satyam. The whole jagat is mithya. There is no jiva other than Atma. There is no Isha other than Atma. The whole jagat is mithya. Such a wise person is a Vidvat Sannyasi. A jnani is a Vidvat Sannyasi. There is not physically giving up something is not sannyasa here. Renunciation of everything means what? Negating everything as mithya in the light of knowledge of what satyam is Vidvat Sannyasaha. That's what tena tyaktena. So the word tyakta is a past passive participle which means given up. So bhunjitaha, may you protect yourself. So it is not, it doesn't sound correct here. We can't collect the Upanishad. We should not do that. So tyaktena, may you protect yourself by something which has been given up. No, will not give the correct meaning. So Shankar Bhagavatpada says, take it as tyagena. Tyaktena should be understood as tyagena. Tena tyagena. By that renunciation of everything, by not in the light of knowledge of the truth, Atma, may you protect yourself. That is the only way you can protect yourself. If at all you want absolute protection. Protection means what? The word protection, as we have to understand a lot. There is relative protection, there is absolute protection. Suppose we are walking on the road, it is raining and you are getting wet and somebody comes and gives you an umbrella. Are you walking in the hot sun, you are getting scorched, somebody gives you an umbrella or something to cover yourself. There is protection. That is very relative. That will not get you. Giving you an umbrella on one day when it is raining will not protect you from all forms of problems you have in life. Temporary protection still is a kind. The expression of kindness and compassion is praiseworthy, that's okay. But what is protection? Shastram says, if you live a life of dharma, if you are committed to in pursuit of knowledge, and in order to prepare your mind for knowledge, when you perform all your actions with Isharpana Buddhi, and you are very conscious of not transgressing the universal values, if you are conscious of not going against values, and you use your will to do only the right action, to refrain from the wrong action, even though your desires tell you to do wrong actions, but you do not go against, your actions are not dictated by your likes and dislikes. Your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong. If your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, your actions are not dictated by your own personal whims and fancies, what happens? You use your willpower, you use your knowledge of right and wrong, and you choose to do the right, you refrain from the wrong, means wrong action, means you have surrendered your will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma, order. So surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma is surrendering one's will to the Lord in the form of order. So you live your, means you live your life in conformity with the universal values. You live your life in harmony with the order, in tune with the order. You do not disturb the order, means you are protected relatively. It is relative protection. So dharma protects. If you follow dharma, and you are protected by dharma. This is following dharma, isn't it? Is actually relative protection. Relative protection. Understand? For living a life of dharma is what? Relative protection. And it is, there's no way, we have to follow dharma. We have to live our lives in conformity with universal values so that we will live our lives without disturbing, in harmony with the order, in tune with order. Thereby we are blessed by the order. If we disturb the order will disturb us. If I don't disturb the order, if I live in harmony with order will protect me. Order will bless me. You want to be blessed by order, you want to be disturbed by the order. If you don't disturb the order, you will not be disturbed by the order. If you disturb the order, you will be disturbed by the order. Okay? So living a life of dharma is what? Surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. Order is relative protection. Even there is no absolute protection. But what is absolute protection? Shastram says, only in jnanam, knowledge of the truth, atma jnanam is the absolute protection. Because that is where the fear will resolve for good. Yes, they said, when I explained Mrityunjaya mantra, I said, isn't it? Having the fear, the phenomenon called a fear resolved for good is what? Absolute protection. Being free from the hold of the emotions for good, free from the hold of mind is absolute protection, and that is possible only in jnanam. Clear vision of what is, how the knowledge of what is rope, in the wake of knowledge of what is rope, snake resolved in the very rope, snake caused fear also resolved. Similarly, in the clear vision of what is absolutely real here, the vision of the Atma, when you negate the entire world, there, negate means what? Understand the world being mithya. Okay, like that snake disappears. Here the world doesn't disappear. Understand? Not such the example. The world, understanding world being mithya. When you say all that is, there is only water, there is no ocean at all, means the ocean, you have not chased away the ocean. The ocean is still there. But in your vision, isn't it? There's a change in your perception. Perspective change has happened. Before, you see only the pot. After that, you see the clay. The wise person sees only the clay and you see the pot. Isn't it? Which means it's called perspective change. When you shift your attention from the form, name and function called pot to the clay, in the light of the knowledge of the clay, the form, name and function called pot disappears. I mean, doesn't go anywhere. You negate it as mithya. It's called vasyam achadaniyam. It's called covering. So the Upanishad says, the world must be negated. Means as mithya means what? The world being mithya should be understood. The world is not at all absolutely real as you think. The world is mithya. The world being mithya must be understood. We should not overvalue this world. Don't need to undervalue. Don't need to overvalue. This is mithya. Unfortunately, you mistake the mithya world for satyam. You mistake this the as though real world, seemingly real world, for absolutely real world. That is why the whole suffering, and you are doing so many things to free yourself from suffering. The suffering will never come to an end. You may find some temporary relief by doing so many things. You try to escape by doing so many things. Actually speaking, if you want to put an end to the suffering, okay, understand the jagat being mithya. If you have to understand jagat being mithya, if you have to understand the fact that the world is not as real as you think, you must definitely discover what is absolutely real. Okay? Therefore, have the vision of the truth and don't go and search for the truth anywhere else. The one reality without which the universe cannot exist at all. See, that reality is implied by the term Atma. That reality is implied by the term Brahma. That Atma is not elsewhere. That is there in your own mind as the very truth of I, as the Swarupam of one's own self. The truth of the ocean, the water, is there in every wave. So the truth of the whole is there, available for recognition in one's own mind as one's own self. As the substance of the substantive I. Always available. Recognize, understand, discover the truth, discover yourself. You don't need to attain yourself. You cannot attain yourself. You can attain something which is away from you, far away from you, different from you. How can you attain yourself? You can only attain the knowledge of yourself. Attaining knowledge of yourself means what? Discovering yourself. And Upanishad's words help you discover your Swarupam. Okay? So discover your Swarupam. By discovering the all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as one's own self, in the light of the knowledge of what you are, you negate the whole universe being, understand the universe being mithya. You can't simply say universe is mithya. If you have to say the ocean is mithya, you must have seen water. If you have to say pot is mithya, you must have seen clay. If you have to say the furniture is mithya, you must have seen wood. If you say the ornament is mithya, the chain or bangle is mithya, you must have seen gold. Similarly, you can't say physically, isn't it? You must have the clear vision of yourself, obtaining as the very source of knowledge, which doesn't come and go, always there. Atma, the reality, is one thing which is always there, without arriving and going, which is there as a source of knowledge. Discover that knowledge, discover the truth implied by the term Atma. So by that Atma Darshanena, Atma Jnanena, thereby we understand the universe being mithya. That is, understanding universe being mithya is covering the universe. Okay? That is only way you can protect yourself. So knowledge is absolute protection. If you are seeking protection, searching for protection, that's why Jnanam Sharanam Gacchami, Shastram Sharanam Gacchami. I surrender myself to Shastram. I surrender myself to knowledge. No, other than knowledge, nothing will protect you. Knowledge is protection. And if you have the knowledge, that is called Vidvat Sanyasaha. Wisdom, being endowed with knowledge, is renunciation through knowledge. Physically, we do not give up anything here. Okay? Falsification of the universe as mithya, in the light of the knowledge of yourself, is Vidvat Sanyasaha. Renunciation through knowledge. May you protect yourself by Vidvat Sanyasaha. Renunciation through knowledge. Okay, is it? Next. So Tyaktena should be taken as Tyagena. Next. Actually, relative protection I need not have mentioned here, but still as part of the teaching I want to tell you. If at all something in the world, something can protect me, if I seek protection, I want to be protected, only two ways. If I follow Dharma, I can be protected relatively. Dharma will protect me. My absolute protection is Jnana. Nothing else. Okay. Magdha kashchisuddhanam. We take this word gridha. Actually, ma agridha. That a is silent there. A is in between there. A agridha. The root is grid. It's the fourth conjugation root. Gridhyati. Gridhyati means desires, coverts, craves. What's the meaning? So ma agridha. May you not crave for, covet, desire for, kasyasvid dhanam. May you not desire, may you not crave for others' possessions, others' wealth. This is literal meaning. It's one meaning. Another meaning, Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives two meanings for this. Another meaning given is Ma agridaha kasya sviddhanam. May you not covet, may you not crave for others' wealth. One meaning. Ma agridaha. May you not crave. Stop it. Kasya sviddhanam. Whose wealth is here? Whose wealth is here? When I itself is negated as Nitya, how can there be mine? The possessor status itself is negated. How can there be possession? And everything is Nitya means, everything is Bhagavan, isn't it? All that is there is Brahma, all that is there is only Atma, all that is here is only knowledge. And when you have clear vision, in the right perspective, when the perspective changes, you see everything as the truth. All that is, there is only the truth, only the knowledge, only Atma, only Brahma. When you say, where is I and where is mine? Whose wealth is here? How can there be anything? Possession. There is no possessor-possessed relationship is not possible in the clear understanding, the clear vision. Possessor-possessed relationship, owner-owned relationship, or Mithya. I am not saying it is not there. Owner-owned relationship is there. Possessor-possessed relationship is there. It is relative. This part belongs to the Shivananda ashram. That land belongs to the ashram of the hotels. We say possessor possessed relationship, owner owned relationship is there relative. Absolutely, there is no possessor possessed relationship from the standpoint of the reality. Where is the possessor? Where is the possession? Who is the possessor? What is possessed? So, kasya sviddhanam means who owns anything here? Who is the owner of anything here? Who is the possessor of anything here? And what is the possession of anybody here? All that is there is only Brahma, Atma. This is another meaning. Absolutely, what is only the truth. There is no possessor-possessed, owner-owned relationship. Is it clear? This we have seen the mantra meaning, literal meaning we have seen. Let us read the bhashya now. So, magridaha kasya sviddhanam. So the first line tells you what is vidvat sannyasaha, renunciation through knowledge. And tena tyaktena munjitaha. So says we protect yourself through renunciation. And magridaha kasya sviddhanam stands, indicates sannyasa ashrama praptihi, means attainment of sannyasa ashrama. Any wise person naturally takes to the life of sannyasa, which means doesn't be not doing anything physically. Any wise person is a vidvat sannyasi. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Every word is clear here, the mantra. Isha.
Isha.
I have already told you, Isha is instrumental case of the word eat. Eat literally means the Lord, but here it means the Atma. Okay, all pervasive absolute reality implied by the term Atma. Isha means Atmana. Okay, we'll see the term. And here, Ishta, say?
Ishta.
Ishta, actually, you must put one small line on the top. It is a verb. Ishte. Ishte. Now he explains how you have got this word Isha. Ishte means verb, second conjugation verb, which means rules, governs. Third person singular present tense verb, second conjugation verb, which means rules, governs. Next word. Iti. Now iti eat. Iti eat. Ishte iti eat. Read it now. Ishte iti eat. So eat means the Lord. Eat is a nominative case. Isha is an instrumental case. Eat is the, eat means the ruler, governor, the Lord. And the third case of eat is what? Isha. What is the verb? Ishte. Is it clear? Hope not, no, don't find too difficult. Okay. Tena Isha means by that Isha, by that Lord. And here, Isha should not be eat ruler, Isha by the ruler. Eat the Lord, Isha by the Lord. Nominative instrumental case. Then Shankara Bhagavatpada gives his own meanings. Eat means, look at this, Ishita. You know, Ishita Parameshwaraha Paramatma Sarvasya. Who is eat here? Eat. Eat is the Lord. Ishita, Parameshwaraha, Paramatma, all synonyms of the word eat. Eat, Ishita, Parameshwaraha, Paramatma, all mean the same. So, Sarvasya Paramatma, the self, absolute self of everything. Okay, the truth, Ishwara means, don't think of some Lord sitting somewhere with some weapons and all that. Here, the Lord, it's not the Lord, not Sagunam Brahma, it is Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. It is the very reality, Atma, the self, absolute self of everything here, Sarvasya Paramatma. Saha. Sahi sarvam ishte. Sahahi sarvam ishte. Saha paramatma. That atma, the self, the reality obtaining in the form of the self of every being, the truth of everything, the absolute self of all the beings, self of everything, sarvam ishte. Ishta, he rules, the Atma rules everything, governs everything, protects everything. Atma rules means what? Rules, literally rules means here protects. Governs everything, rules everything means protects everything. Sarvam ishte. Saha Paramatma, Saha Parameshwaraha, Sarvam Ishte. That Lord protects everything. Who is the Lord here? Atma. Not any Lord. The formless reality is the Lord here. Is it clear? Who is the Lord? Formless reality, all pervasive reality. Implied by the term Atma is the Lord. That Lord, Sarvam Ishte, protects everything here. He says, sarvajantunam atma. Sarvajantunam atma. The inner atma here means the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of all the beings. Sarvajantunam atma. The all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self, the truth, essential nature of all the beings. Sarva jantunam atma. Jantuhu means living being. Jantunam, sarva jantunam atma, the self of all the beings. Sarva jantunam atma san pratyagatmataya. Very important. How does the Lord protect all the beings? Sarvan jantun katham eat each day. How does the Lord rule? How does the Lord govern? How does the Lord protect? He says, pratyagatmataya san. Pratyagatma. Say, pratyagatma. Pratyagatmataya san. Remaining as the innermost self of every being. Remaining as the innermost self of every being. This all-pervasive reality, Atma, rules, governs and protects all the beings. Okay? Let me tell you one thing. Water protects the wave. How does water protect the wave? By lending existence. Protecting means lending existence. Imagine, if the water withdraws its existence, will there be wave? Water protects the ocean by lending existence. Water protects the wave by lending existence. To lend existence, what should the water do? Jump, water, dance, sing? No. Water need not do anything. Just by its mere presence. Sannidhi matrena. By its mere presence, water lends existence to the ocean. Thereby it protects the ocean. Is it clear? Similarly here, I give another example. Now the light here, the light lends existence to all the opaque things in this room. What does the light do to lend existence? Light illumines, that by its mere presence, light illumines the opaque things. By illumining the opaque things, it lends existence. It brings opaque things to light. Light protects. Light governs. Light rules. Means lends existence. Similarly, the all-pervasive formless reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, lends consciousness and existence to all the beings by its mere presence, not by doing any action. By its mere presence, it lends existence and consciousness, thereby it protects. So, sarvam ishte, sarva jantunam atma sanne, pratyagatmataya sarvam ishte. So, that Lord is not any other Lord here. The Lord is, there's no Lord other than the truth, the reality. The reality implied by the term Atma, Parama Atma, the absolute self, Parameshwara, the very reality itself, that reality by its mere presence, by lending existence and consciousness, remaining as the innermost essence of all the beings. Pratyagatma means what? Innermost self. Pratyagatmataya, remaining as the innermost essence of all the beings, innermost self of all the beings. This Atma protects, rules, governs everything. So, Satta means existence. Spurtihi means consciousness. Satta Spurti Rupena. Okay, by its mere presence, lending existent consciousness, it protects. Okay. Tena Svena Rupena Atmana Isha Vasyam. So Vasyam means Achadaniyam. Achadaniyam. So Vasyam means must be covered. What is another word Shankara gives? Achadaniyam. 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 So must be covered. Means must be negated. Already you have seen the meanings. Now, this entire universe must be falsified, negated, covered by that Atma. Which Atma? The Atma who is there as the innermost essence of every being, which protects everything by lending consciousness existence by that Atma. By that Atma means what? By the knowledge of that Atma. By the clear vision of that Atma. Atma darshanena. So what Shantam says here is, you must discover yourself. That is what said, Tena Svena Rupena Atmana. Don't go and search for that Atma elsewhere. That even though reality is implied by the term Atma, reality of the whole world, that Atma is there as the truth of yourself. See, wave is a substantive, water is the substance. Ocean is the substantive, water is the substance. If we remove the substance called water, the substantive ocean, substantive wave will be meaningless. Non-substantial words. Is it clear? Similarly, what is the substance of the substantive I? Substance of the substantive I and the substance of the substantive world is one and the same. The substance is pure consciousness, pure existence implied by the term Atma. Not the body, not the sense organs, not the mind, not the physiological functions, not the karmendriyani, not the jnanendriyani. Okay? What is the substance of the substantive I? Pure consciousness. And consciousness is implied with the term Atma. Okay? Understand. That's why it's innermost essence, Pratyagatma. By clearly understanding, discovering, taking ownership of that Atma as one's own self, in the light of the knowledge of what you are, You see, you have changed your perspective of the entire universe being mithya. It is universe is not satya. Is it clear? Okay. Suddenly, he talks about eat, Lord. Lord means not actually the Lord you think, it's the reality. That then he brings it to what? Svena Atmana. You cannot have Atma Darshanam anywhere else. Vision of the truth implied by the term Atma has to happen only in your own mind as your own self. Okay? That's why discovery of yourself is discovery of the truth of the universe. Okay, next. Next question. Kim. Okay. What should be falsified? What should be negated? What should be covered? What should be understood as mithya? Idam sarvam.
Idam sarvam.
Yat kincha. So idam sarvam is this and everything that is here. Yat kincha jagatyam. So yat kincha means whatever is here. Yat kincha means what? Whatever is here. This everything here must be negated. So, jagatyam. See, jagati is means ikaranta stilinga shabda. Feminine gender word ending in e. Jagatyam means prithivyam in the world. Jagat sarvam. Svena atmana. Ishena. Pratyagatmataya. Ahameva idam sarvam. Ahameva idam sarvam iti paramartha satya rupena anritam idam sarvam characharam achhadaniyam svena paramatmana. See, Upanishad does not say about Svenana. Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the word carefully, Svena Paramatmana, by one's own self. See, once you understand that you are the truth obtaining as yourself, once you discover the truth as the substance or the substantive, I as yourself. Okay, as your own essential nature, you discover the truth as yourself. Then, svena atmana ishena pratyagatmataya, that truth of the whole, the only truth, one and the only secondless non-dual reality, implied with the term atma, is there as the innermost self of every being. When you discover the truth as yourself, then in the light of the knowledge of that yourself, what can you say? Aham eva idam sarvam. Not my sentence, Shankar Bhagavatpada's sentence. Aham eva idam sarvam. I the self and the whole. You have shifted your essence from body, mind, sense complex to consciousness, Atma. Now, you don't say everything is Atma, everything is Brahma, everything is Ishvara. No. I, the self, am the whole. Where should you place your I now? Where is your I? I is not there on the part of the body, mind, sense complex anymore. You have dragged the I sense from everything, resolved the I in consciousness. When you say waves, water, There is no content, substance other than water or the substantive wave. Similarly, if you say I, you resolve the wave in water cognitively. You say wave is water, you are resolving wave in water in its truth. Similarly, when you say I am consciousness, this I is consciousness. What is the content, substance or the substantive I? Consciousness. The consciousness is Atma, and consciousness is the only truth of everything here. You cannot perceive the consciousness, objectify consciousness. Consciousness is not an object here, but consciousness is the very swarupam of the subject, the knower, truth of I. Isn't it? Therefore, aham atma, I am atma. I is Atma. Wave is water. Similarly, I is consciousness implied by the term Atma. I is Atma. To make it grammatically correct, you can say I am Atma. I am Atma. Everything is Atma. Therefore, aham everything. How would you say? I am Atma. Everything is Atma. Therefore, I am everything. I am the whole. I, the self, am the whole. Whether you like it or not, this is a fact. One thing is, this has to be understood. I am not saying beautiful. See, the Bhashyam says, aham eva idam sarvam, I the self am the whole. Iti paramartha, parama artha, the absolute reality. Paramartha means absolute reality. Satya roopa, paramartha satya roopena, by the vision of the absolute reality, the absolute. No, autonomy of consciousness. Anritam idam sarvam characharam. Anritam means mithya. This seemingly real. Anritam idam sarvam is what? This entire seemingly real, not unreal. This entire seemingly real world of mobile, immobile beings. Idam sarvam chara. Achara. Chara, mobile, achara, immobile. This entire seemingly real world of mobile and immobile beings must be negated as mithya in very clear vision of Atma, the absolute self of everything. Is it clear? It covered only one sentence. Doesn't matter, as long as you understood, I'm happy. That's why Isha study, again afterwards you don't need to ask anything. You must be clear right now. In fact, Pujya Swami used to say, giving vision is teaching. If I make, the teacher makes you see what the teacher is seeing, that is teaching. Which is giving vision. The teacher makes you believe what the teacher says, it is preaching. Ours is not preaching, it is teaching. Clear? Good, I started, stop that place. Okay, any doubts? It was good, at least I could stop at least once. I completed the sentence of Bhashyam. Now we can take off. Any question here? What a striking point you got today. Initially we said eat the Lord, by the Lord, by the vision, knowledge of the Lord. Darshanam, is it? That is important point. Then, first we said Lord, Lord, eat. And eat has been replaced by word Atma. And Atma again, not outside, it is your own self. Only you have to discover what you are. Only by discovering what you are, only by knowing what you are, you can see the whole jagat can be resolved in you. And you can say, I myself am the whole. There is nothing other than myself. To say that, where should your I be? I should be resolved in consciousness, Atma. Any questions?
My Samadhi mentioned the substance of the I and the Jagat is a pure consciousness and pure existence. We also hear about the Ananda. Is it also? Can you explain it?
Yeah. But we have to wait. We'll do it. We cover it. Actually, even though it is not part of this teaching, but still I can answer your question. See, Anandaha means happiness. Happiness actually implies fullness. Fullness. So being full, make it a noun, fullness. Fullness means what? Being full is equal to fullness. So fullness is the nature of reality. Being full is the nature of reality. We ask, why does water fill the ocean? Ask the question. Why does water fill the ocean? Ocean is full of water. Water fills the ocean. Why does water fill the ocean? Water is the very reality of the ocean. So being full, pervasive, is the nature of the water. There's no reason. Why does it fill? Filling is its nature. So being full, ocean is full means what? Being full of ocean is nature of the water. Make it a noun, being full is equal to fullness. So with reference to ocean, okay, the truth is the water, and truth, existence of water is the existence of ocean. The water is the existence of the ocean. And the water, the existence which lends existence to the ocean, is of the nature of fullness. Got it? Water, existence, fullness. With reference to ocean. Similarly, only example, huh? Don't stretch the example too much. Okay, anyway, loose the understanding. So here, the reality, I say the word reality. With reference to ocean, the reality is water. With reference to this inexplicably vast cosmos where every one of us is part of this universe, what is the reality? What is the truth? The truth is consciousness. So existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe. Okay? The universe does not have independent existence outside of awareness. Therefore, existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe. Therefore, consciousness is the existence. And this consciousness being the very existence, being the very reality of everything, being all pervasive, being full of the universe is very nature. So the fullness with reference to the universe, fullness, consciousness is of the nature of fullness. So fullness is Anandaha. So when is it? When does it fill? Always, everywhere, in the form of everything. So time-wise, limitless. It's always there. Spatially, limitless. Everywhere it is there. Object-wise, limitless. In everything it is there. Therefore, fullness, Anandaha, means happiness, which implies fullness, which is limitlessness. Now I tell you, so being limited is being unhappy. Being a fraction is being limited. Being limited is being unhappy. Being full is being limitless. Being limitless is being happy. Therefore, fullness, limitlessness is equal to happiness. Therefore, this is the nature of reality. Happiness, let's say Ananda, people think not that some experience, some difficulty, some happening, something. No, it is not the state of experience at all. This is Swarupam. Happiness is not the state of mind. If at all you have any state of mind, that is a pleasure, which is a fraction of fullness. Pleasure is expression of fraction of fullness, which is a state of mind. Got it? It's very, very subtle. Fullness, happiness, limitlessness. These you understood correctly. So happiness is the swarupam of the reality. There's no pain on the part of reality. There's no pleasure on the part of reality. Okay? Reality is of the nature of fullness. Because being full is its nature. And being full is what being happy. Happiness is very swarupaha, reality. Ananda swarupaha Bhagavan. Ananda swarupaha Atma. And you are Ananda. You are fullness. You are Sat. You are Chit. You are Ananda. Essentially. You know, everything is essentially Ananda. The pain and pleasure are states of mind which enjoy the existence in Ananda. Okay? Ananda doesn't come and go, it's always there. We answer? It's a big unfoldment, I will make it very short. We'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.